Our New Testament reading today is from Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 through 22. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? It was before your eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. Let me ask you only this. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? Did you suffer so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith, just as Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness? Know then that it is those of faith who are the sons of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justly justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, In you shall all the nations be blessed. So then, those who are of faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. For all who rely on works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, Cursed be everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law and do them. Now it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law, for the righteous shall live by faith. But the law is not of faith, rather, the one who does them shall live by them. Christ redeemed us for the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. It is written, Cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree, so that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith. To give a human example, brothers, even with a man-made covenant, no one annuls it or adds to it once it has been ratified. Now the promises were made to Abraham and to his offspring. It does not say, and to offsprings, referring to many, but referring to one, and to your offspring, who is Christ. This is what I mean. The law which came 430 years afterward does not annul a covenant previously ratified by God, so as to make the promise void. For if the inheritance comes by the law, it no longer comes by promise, but God gave it to Abraham by a promise. Why then the law? It was added because of transgressions, until the offspring should come to whom the promise had been made, and it was put in place through angels by an intermediary. Now an intermediary implies more than one, but God is one. Is the law then contrary to the promises of God? Certainly not. For if a law had been given that could give life, then righteousness would indeed be by the law. But the Scripture imprisoned everything under sin, so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Joel Kurtz of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Warrensburg, Missouri.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Halfway through his letter to the Christians in Galatia, Paul has some strong words. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? It was before your eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. You see, the center of the Christian faith, the work of Jesus, the sinless one slain on the cross to overcome our sin, moved to the periphery for them. They got wrapped up in what others told them they needed to do and what they themselves felt they needed to do, and lost sight of what they already had as a gift in Christ. The reality of forgiveness and faith shifted into oblivion for them. And often, we're not any different. We make Christianity about being good enough rather than seeing it's about the goodness of the Father lavished upon us by Jesus, his Son, through the Holy Spirit. So Luther reminded so powerfully in his explanation to the third article of the Creed, when he said, I believe that of my own reason and strength, I cannot believe in Jesus Christ or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. And he continued that what he does for each of us individually, he does together as his church. You see, we can so easily have a spirit of self-reliance that we think we do it on our own. But it's not what we do that gets us right with God. It's what Christ has done and continues to give to us through his Spirit. So Paul said, did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing with faith? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? Paul is asking them these questions to get them to see that, no, things have not changed. God has not changed the way he works. What he began in you, he brings to completion. Let us not lose sight of that. Paul says, it was right before your eyes that Jesus Christ was visible as the crucified one. Aesop has a fable about a dog with a piece of meat that he's carrying home in his jaws so that he can eat in peace. As he's crossing over a brook on a plank, he looks down into the water and sees his own reflection, but thinks it's another dog with a better piece of meat. So he decided to go after it. And the second he did, he lost what he had. He watched that piece of meat sink down into the depths below. And it was really no different for Adam and Eve. They went after being more than they could be and lost what they had, union with God himself. And so it is with us when we get our eyes off of Christ crucified. Because he is the one who has been raised up and brought us into a baptized life with him. Daily, we need to see that we have been baptized. We have received the Spirit. Christ has redeemed us and given us faith and life at his expense. Let us not lose sight of it, but treasure it like our life depends upon it, which it does, with constant attention, like that of a dog with nothing, waiting to be given everything, even just scraps. And so we have the treasure of God himself given to us in Christ. On this text, Luther wrote this. In short, this testament, Paul concludes, is a simple promise of blessing and sonship with God. Accordingly, there is no law which we must keep in order to merit it. Here nothing avails but the will which promises, saying, I will not regard your deeds, but promise the blessing, that is grace and eternal life, to you who are found in sin and death. This I will confirm by the death of my Son, who shall merit and obtain this inheritance for you. Thanks be to God for that great gift. May we live and move and have our being in this grace of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
We thank Pastor Joel Kurtz of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Warrensburg, Missouri, for today's meditation on God's Word.